A J.J. Nearing teacher has won a national award for helping to save the life of a student. J.J. Nearing Catholic Elementary staff announced on Facebook February 17 teacher Scott Raypold has won a Silver St. John Ambulance Lifesaving Award for using an automated external defibrillator, AED, to save the life of grade 4 student Oliver Eden last September. Established by St. John Ambulance Canada, the Lifesaving Award recognizes people who save or attempt to save a life through the application of first aid knowledge while their own lives are not at risk. It consists of a certificate and a silver pin. While he was thrilled to learn of this award, Raypold insisted saving Eden was a team effort, and said he would accept the award on behalf of everyone involved. "This couldn't have happened without everybody being here," he said. Two busy minutes. Eden's mother, Jolene, said her son has hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCN, a heart condition which can cause cardiac arrest. Having a defibrillator on hand is vital for survival should that happen. She and her husband James sent Eden to J.J. Nearing specifically because the school had an AED and were trained in its use. Eden said he and his classmates were running in the gym on September 28, 2022, when he felt his heart rate go up. He sat down on a bench as a precaution. 5 seconds later, all I saw was black, and I woke up in the hospital, he said. J.J. Nearing Principal Marina Lotoski said a girl saw Eden wobble and roll onto the floor. Having been briefed on his heart condition, the girl alerted class teacher Laura Dodsworth, who dispatched students to get help. Raypold, who has first aid training, said he was outside the gym door when the students found him. He ran into the gym and yelled for the students to get out. Eden was moaning and gasping when Raypold arrived. Raypold grabbed the AED from down the hall and worked with Dodsworth and Vice Principal Darren Skulski to deploy it. "I couldn't get the pack, containing the shock paddles, open, so I had to rip it open with my teeth," Raypold said. Eden had passed out and stopped breathing by the time the AED was deployed, Raypold said. He triggered the device to shock the boy. Eden's color changed immediately as he resumed breathing. All told, less than 2 minutes had passed. "They had that AED by Oliver within 1 minute, 25 seconds, Lotoski said. "It was fast." As Dodsworth, Raypold, and Skulski comforted Eden, Secretary Jen Anderson called an ambulance and alerted Eden's parents. Medics arrived within 9 minutes to take Eden to the Stollery Children's Hospital. After surgery and months of recovery spent learning from home, Eden returned to school January 20, to the joy of his classmates. Eden's father, James, said his son survived this incident because of the training and dedication of school staff. "If these people weren't here at this school at this time, we would not have had the outcome we had." Jolene said every school should have an AED on hand, as many people who have HCN don't know it until they suddenly collapse. "It really does save lives." Eden said he was glad to be back at school with his friends. As for his rescuers, he said, "I feel they are all doing a good job." Raypold will receive his award at Government House in Edmonton on June 3, 2023.